Okay, Dafayin. Amar Rav Anan Amar Shmuel. Moshe Yisayman Mutila Avoysim Beribis. So he says, if you have Yisayman, as Gemara is going to explain, we have a problem. Yisayman Ketanim, or it doesn't have to be the Mamamish Ketanim, but Lechayr is talking about Ketanim. Usually Yisayman means up to like age 15 or 20, depending on when they're able to do business. So their father was Nifter, they're Yerush a sum of money, and they're not able to do business on their own per se. They can't work or anything like that. They're too young. So how do they make money? So they can eat through their Yerusha. That's fine. But that doesn't really help anybody because eventually they want to keep the Yerusha. So the easiest way to make money is Ribbis, right? Because you don't have to work. The money does the work for you. But Ribbis is usser. So what do you do in this situation? So it says Rav Anan b'shem Shmuel that Moshe Yishayim, you can lend it out with Ribbis, whether it means they're lending it out or an apitropos is lending it out. For an apitropos, it wouldn't be us. An apitropos, it's not his money. Tosfos asks the kasha over here, even if you assume that these kids are ketanim and there's no isser on them to lend the money, but why isn't there an isser on the loive who's going to be paying the money? So Tosfos is a chiddush over here, which other Rishonim say also, that anytime there's no isser on the malve, there's no isser on the loive as well. So if you not have an isser to accept money, then there'd be no isser to pay the money to such a person. Okay, a chiddush. The Gemara's not going to stay with this anyways, but at least in the Havamina, the Gemara has a Havamina that Yisayimim can actually lend out their money with ribbis. I'm aware of Nachman. Mishum di Yasmininu, because the Yisayimim safinuli isura, we let them get involved in isser. Again, not necessarily is it going to be mamashos, is it ketanim, but to let them even do an isser and get used to doing dine halchas ribbis and being over them. Yasmi di Achli Lavdahu, if they eat money or make profits of money that's not theirs, remember we call Gezel before you, Ribbis. Lezu Basu Shafkayu. They're going to go after the kever of their father. It means that Nebuch, as we'll see in the Gemara, bad things happen to Chas V'Shalom to people who don't keep Dine Ribbis. So it doesn't make sense that Shmuel would say that Yisayim can lend money with Ribbis. So Amar Lei, and therefore he said to Rav Anan, Emili Izi Gufa Duv De Hechiave. Clearly, Shmuel never said this. Right? The Gemara started off, Amar Rav Anan Amar Shmuel. So says Rav Nachman back to Rav Anan, there's no way Shmuel said this. I'm assuming you saw a story with Shmuel, and you assumed that this was the Heter. Tell me the story, and let's analyze it and see if it was really true. So even though it said Amar Rav Anan Amar Shmuel, he never really heard Shmuel say it. He just heard a story, and that's talking what happened. So I'm like, yeah. There was a huge like copper pot that was, I guess, used for, you know, the catering business or something. And these Yisayimim, the children of Bar Okva, they owned this pot. And Shmuel was taking care of them. And what did Shmuel do? He had to make money for the Yisayimim, so he rented out the pot. Now remember we discussed yesterday, there's a fine line between renting and making money and lending out something and making money and it being ribbis. And what's that line? So, tuckle v'yayiv, tuckle v'shakale. So, Shmuel would weigh the pot, rent it out, and then weigh it when it came back to see if it was the same weight and it wasn't damaged. Which means, shakal agra v'shakal pischa. Which means he was charging money and whoever took the kli was totally responsible if anything happened to the kli, which we said yesterday would be a problem. That is the definition of what is considered a schiris and what is considered a halva. If the mekabel is totally responsible, then we said it's a halva. Then you're not allowed to charge him ribbis for it. If the mekabel is not totally responsible, then it's considered still the nisins. Then we said it's just schiris. So here, if Shmuel was weighing the pot when he gave it to him and weighing it when he took it back, that indicates it's a halva and he was charging money for it. So yagra le pischa, pischa le yagra, manav shach. Either you're charging rent and you don't make them responsible, or if you make them responsible, you don't charge them rent. And therefore, says Ravina, when I saw Shmuel did this, I assumed that the heter is because they're Yisayimim. And by Yisayimim, we're not makbid on hilchos ribbis, and that's why it was mutter. Amar Lei, so if Nachman said no, kiha, in that kind of case, afilu bidikani, even by older people, not Yisayimim, that would be nami shari lemeved. Why? As we said yesterday, the makablam alayu chuscho denashcho. Because even though he weighed the pot when it came back to make sure it was the same weight, but the usage of the pot, the fact that it gets ruined a little bit when you cook with it, etc., that they didn't have to pay. As we said yesterday, by the boats, they didn't have to pay if the value of it had changed or a little bit of usage, that they did not have to pay. And therefore, they did not accept the full responsibility. As long as you don't accept the full responsibility, we still consider it to be a rental. If it's a rental, then of course there's no problem them paying. The kama de mikli nashcha batzer dame. As much as the pot gets used when you cook with it, it definitely goes down in value. But as long as there's no damage, You don't have to pay. So the damage, if it gets broken, or if they shave off pieces of the pot to steal some copper, that would not be, they have to pay back. But the actual usage of the pot, that it went down in value a little bit here or there, that they don't have to pay. And therefore, that determines that they're actually not going to be borrowers. They're going to be renters. And it's a good thing. And therefore, we're saying by Yusayimim, till now, we're saying Yusayimim still do have an Issa Ribbis. However, it's not so simple. Amar Rabbi Rav Shilim Rav Chista. The Amrila, Amram Rabba Bar of Yosef, Amram Rabba Chama, Amram Rabba Sheshes, Moshe Yisemim, Mutila, Voisim, Karav, Leschai, Verachal Klevs. So even though we just said direct ribbis from Yisraelim stuff is usur, but the type of ribbis which we said is avak ribbis, when you're making an iska, and we said when you make an iska, if you say we're splitting the profits, but I want to make sure that the mekabel is going to have most of the responsibility if it loses, that's normally ribbis. He's taking all the losses or most of the losses, and you're taking all the profits. We said that would normally be ribbis, but by Yisraelim we're going to be makel over there. Rashi says, "Aval avak ribbis medrabanan." We have to find a way for the assignment to be able to make easy money. So by this type of ribbis d'rabbanan, we allow them to do it. It's not clear that we shouldn't discuss, is this by every ribbis d'rabbanan, or is this only by this particular kind of ribbis d'rabbanan, by an iska? And we have many kinds of ribbis d'rabbanan throughout the perek. So that's debatable in the Mishnah, exactly what type. But for sure, by this iska type of d'rabbanan, we will yet let Yisraelim make money. And Tanur Rabbanan. Obviously, if you lend out money and you get all the profits and someone else takes all the responsibility, so then you're a Russia. You're a, that's a classic case of ribbis. You're a chassid. Now, the Mishnah said, what do you mean you're a chassid? You're a fool, right? If you lend out money and you're not making the profits and you're taking all the responsibility, or at least most of it, then you're a fool. Why are you called a chassid? Some of Hashem, they say, this is going back in the previous Gemara. If you take the money from Yisayimim in this way, which we said by Yisayimim are allowed to lend it out this way, and you are on the other side, you're doing it to help them out, so then you're a chosid, even though it's not normally a normal business deal you would take. What is normal? As we said, karv lezev, arachlik mizeh, when we karv lezev, arachlik mizeh, zeh, zui midas kolam, that's a normal case where you split it 50-50. We split the profits or whatever deal we make up, so therefore that's the normal case. And then we said, again, it won't be ribbis. Could be certain, many situations that you have to pay for the work he's doing, but in terms of the splitting of the profits, that won't be a problem. So I'm getting back to the assignment. Amalei rabbele Rav Yosef, hani zuzi diasmi hechi avdinalu. So if you tell me you can't lend that out with ribbis, so how do you take care of money assignment to make sure that the money is not going to be used up? Amalu musvina lo beidina, we set up a bezdin, like an apitropis kind of thing, viavinalo zuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzu Kal Yakarnet. That doesn't help them because, you know, it's like putting it in a bank account. They're getting, you know, 1% interest. That's not going to do anything for them. They're going to eat their money away. By the time they're 18, 20 years old, there'll be no money left. How do we help them make money? So Malay, Mar Hechyavid, what do you do? So Malay, Bet Kinan, Begavra, De Isle, Davar Pricha. First thing I do is I want to find the rich guy. Always find the rich guy. How do I know if he's a rich guy? If I see he has real gold. Why is that making him a rich person? Because someone who's driving around a fancy car, it could be he borrowed the car, could be he rented the car. You don't know that it's his. But someone who has gold bars, nobody borrows and lends out gold bars. And if you see a person has a collection of gold, that's an indication that he's really rich and it's really his money. Okay, so what do you do? Venaktinan davamine, we take the money from the assignment. We lend it to this person. We take some of his gold as a mashkin. You want to make sure he doesn't run away with the money. So you take some of the mold as a gash. Naktinan davamine, you take some of the gold. V'yavinim ulihile, karv l'schar v'rach l'klehefsid. And we force him, Rashi says. We'll see Rashi on the bottom in a second. Rashi says, we force this gvir to take the money of the assignment, beribis, in a situation where it's going to be karv l'schar, means the assignment will for sure make money, and any losses he'll absorb, again, it has to be all or most, and therefore, even though that would normally be usur, that would normally be a regular class of ribis, but since only ribis to rabbanon, by assignment where we're going to be mekel, and Rashi says in a second, we'll see in Rashi, we force him to do it like hefker bezden hefker. We force him to do this. Aval davar masuyim loy. Right, okay. If you don't see he has gold bars, you see he has a fancy car, that doesn't mean he's a rich person. Dilma pekadadinu, maybe borrowed it from someone and said, you're going to watch. Therefore, that's an indication that someone you could trust and someone who actually has the money. V'yasi mer, you obviously money of shakale, and therefore the person doesn't have his, even if you take a mashkin from him, could be the mashkin is not even his, and the assignment will lose out that way, the owner will come take it back. So you want to make sure you have a rich person who has gold. She says, okay, that's a very nice situation. Not everybody has in the town someone who has gold. So Amar Rav Ashi, Tinachi, Meshtakech Chavid, this day, Davar Pricha. If you find a guy who has gold bars, fine. If you don't have a rich person in town who has gold bars, so those you Simon downtown lose money, they lose, all the money gets eaten up. What do you do? There must be another solution. Elam Ravashi Chazina Gavu Du Mashpu Nichse. We find someone who Rashi says in a Schasa Nechasav Shketin. Nobody sues this person. This person doesn't seem to have any machloikas. There's no bezdin cases that have opened up against this person. Someone we can relatively trust. Umehemen, someone who's trustworthy. Veshamadina, our gear says Daraisa. It probably should be, take out the word Daraisa, but Tzayis Beidina. I mean, someone who listens to bezdin, someone who's an Erlich Hayid. Veloima Kabal Shamta, Darabani was never put in Cherem. Veavino Nehile Beidina, and we give him this deal in bezdin. Look in the bottom Rashi, just so you see that. Rashi says Beidina, Bifnei bezdin, Shieshlem Koyach Lahat. So Rashi Mamash says that we force the guy, this rich person, relatively rich person, to do this type of deal for the assignment. Even if he doesn't want to, it's Hefker Bezdin. Hefker Rashi says, and we force him to do such a deal. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah we quoted earlier. Ain mekablin tzayin barzel miyisof neshu ribis. So we said tzayin barzel means you give something to someone and he has to give it back to you exactly intact. Tzon barzel, exactly the way it was, a metal animal. It's really metal, of course. It just means that it stays absolutely intact, both the value and the damage and everything. If that's the case, then we said it's a halva. And if it's a halva, you're not allowed to do that because when he pays you back, he's giving you back the chefetz, plus he's giving you extra money that's going to be ribis. The Rishonim explain, Rashi says over here there's no real chiddush halacha because the chiddush the next halacha by a guy. The Rishonim say the chiddush over here is A, even if he pays you some nominal amount, which we said by Iska, if you pay a nominal amount, it's okay. By regular ribis, it's not okay. And therefore, in this case, that would be a chiddush also. And also, what if the loiva in this case is not going to make any money at all, right? You give something to the loiva, he actually doesn't make any money, but he gives it back to you. Is that also going to be a case of ribis? That also would be included in ribis. Again, we should discuss different chiddushim that might be in this halacha. But the Iker chiddush, Rashi says, is the next halacha. You're allowed to go ahead and do ribis by a goy. And this is says, even by Ribis Ksutsu, even by Ribis Daraisa, between you and a guy is mutter. Hold on, this is going to be the next sugya over the next 2 days of when exactly and how and why you can do Ribis with a guy. But the Mishnah says, Stam, you could. Vilovin Mehen, Umalvin, some Ribis, you can borrow from them. Money ribis means you could pay the goy ribis and you can lend the goy money and collect ribis from him. The Mishnah says it works both ways. The same thing is true, not just by a goy who doesn't keep Zayin Mitzvahs, even a goy who is a ger toshev who keeps Zayin Mitzvahs, same halacha, you can borrow and lend from him, beribis. Malvi Yisrael Ma'isav Shel Akum Midas Akum of Eloi Midas Yisrael. This is a cryptic line of the Mishnah. We'll have to wait till tomorrow's daf to see exactly what this line means. Says the Gemara, Lememer de Meshusa de Mekabel Kaimer. From the fact that we said that when you have Tzayin Barzel, when you give something to a person and he's responsible for it totally, so then when he gives it back to you and pays you back, that means it's going to be ribis, which means when you're giving it to him, it's considered his. Right, the Mershusa, the Mekabel, kaimi. It's considered his totally. When you borrow something from someone, when you, the borrower, it's considered yours for this amount of time, right? When you have to give it back, you're responsible, instant, etc., but it's yours. What is that? No, get no, many other halachas. Raminu, we have an interesting Gemara in Bechairis. The halacha is that animals that are owned by a Yisrael, there's a din Bechar, the firstborn animal, you have to treat it as a Bechar until it gets a mom, you bring it out as a carbon, whatever it is. An animal that's owned by a goy does not have this halacha. Okay. Similar halachas we have, let's say, by chametz on Pesach, right? We have questions over there by mashkin and lending money. Who owns the chametz, etc.? The Gemara brings it here in terms of a bechor. Hamakabel tzayin barzel min hanochu. So you have the guy has an animal, okay, and the guy is giving it to the yid, and when the guy gives it to the yid is totally responsible for this animal. The fact that when he gives it back, he has to pay for it, right? Tzayin barzel. This says vlades peturim in a bechor. So the animal, it's all considered still the guy's. It's considered the guy's. Not only is the vlad is born from the animal, so the guy gives you an animal. That animal has children. Those children are for sure not a bechor. And when those children grow up and have animals, those animals are also not going to be a bechor. It's all considered the guy's. Now why? We just said if it's tzayin barzel, that means it belongs to the person who's the mekabel. And if the Makabal over here is a Jew, it should have Dina Bechor, at least on the Vladis. Maybe not the mothers, because they're originally from the Goy. But the Vladis that are born should belong to the Jew, that belong to the Jew in terms of Vachas Bechor. We see it's not true. Amar Abayas says, depends. Like Kasha. Had the Makabal ayin sevizula, had the Makabal ayin sevizula. It depends who was responsible totally. If the Goy retained responsibility for einsim and price fluctuations, then it's the guys. And if the Jew who was the mekabel accepted responsibility for price fluctuations and einsims, then it's the Jews. Okay? Which means that when the Mishnah said over there, Makabal Tzembarazim and Anochim, it is still Potter. It's talking about a case where the Makabal, the Jew, did not accept responsibility for all the losses. He only expects responsibility for damage, maybe, but he did not. But he, the guy retained responsibility for losses related to an onus or losses related to the price fluctuation. That's very strange. Because why would that be called Tzayin Barzel? Right, Tzayin Barzel by definition lechayim means that the mekabel is mekabel all responsibility. So what does that mean? So I'm like Rava, Ida Kibla Mara Einsim Zula. If the original owner is still accepting responsibility for price fluctuations, Tzayin Barzel karisai. Why is that called Tzayin Barzel? And Vioid, if that's the case, Adatani Sefer. Why does it say in the end of the Gemara over there in our Mishnah of a mekabel Tzayin Barzel mina akum? It says in our Mishnah, you're not allowed to be mekabel Tzayin Barzel from Israel, but you are allowed to be mekabel Tzayin Barzel from a goy. He wants to tell you, you want a case of mutter Tzayin Barzel? Do it by a goy. I have a better case. If you're assuming there's such a thing as Tzayin Barzel, where the mekabel is not responsible for everything, then that would be mutter, because that's not ribis, that's an iska. So lift like bidi day. The man of Amor Mandela Kibla Ein Sevazarla, but Kibla Mar Ein Sevazarla, shepherd dummy. Our mission should have just said that. Tzayin Barzel, classic Tzayin Barzel by Yisrael is Osir. But if you have modified Tzayin Barzel, where the Mekabel is not responsible for Ein Sevazarla, that's mutter. If that's called Tzayin Barzel, the mission should have said that is a case of heter, instead of bringing the guy into it. That would be a bigger chiddush even. Elam Arava, no. I divine see the like kibbutz amar and sevazela. Tzayin barzel by definition means that the owner is not responsible at all. It's the mekabel who has full responsibility on everything. So if he has full responsibility on everything, the animal is quote unquote his. If the animal is his, it should be chayv in dina bechor. If this mekabel is a Yisrael. You know why they're pater from Bechar? For a different reason. If he doesn't pay back to the goy, then obviously the goy is going to come take back the animals, right? If you don't give me them back, if you don't pay me the money, I'm going to take back the animals. And if the goy can't find the animals because the mothers are dead or the mothers are not around, the goy has a lien on the vladis as well. And if that's the case, Vavali Yad Nochri Be'emso, the halacha that says that an animal that's owned by a goy is potter from Bechor, is lavdafka if the goy owns the animal. If the owner has a lien, if the goy has a lien on the animal, he has any a way to take this animal, that also makes it potter from Bechor. V'chol Yad Nochri Be'emso is potter min ha-Bechora. So that's a special din in Hilchos Bechor, that even though it's enechanami, you're right, it's halachically in terms of Chesh Mishpat, it's owned by the Yisrael, because he is the Mekabel Tzoyin Barzel. But in terms of Dina Yardea of Hilchos Bechor, since the goy could take the animal, therefore we consider it to be a shutuf at least of a goy, a shutuf of a goy and a bechor is going to, and the vla, and the mother is going to make it potter in Hilchos Bechor, and that's pshat in the Mishnah over there in Bechoris. Okay, so now we're going to switch topics and now talk about ribis from a goy. The pasuk says in Mishlei, Marbe hoinei b'neshech etarbis, if someone makes a lot of money from lending out money by ribis, l'choinen dalim yikabtsenu. To the choinen dalim, his money will be collected. What does that mean? My l'choinen dalim. So I'm a rav going shavar malka. Choinen dalim is not like we say in davening. Choinen dalim we use as a shvach v'kodesh boch. That's not what we're talking about here. Choinen dalim over here, he says, he's talking about shavar malka the king. The king used to take money from the rich people and give it out to the poor people. Rashi says, where's this Rashi over here? Shavar Malka, Melech Prasoya, V'noito Mamim Yisrael, V'chayinim Em Dalim Nochim, Shem Dalim Min HaMitzvah. They're called Dalim because they're Dalim from a mitzvah. So the Pasuk's telling you, if someone lends their money out Beribis, the king, the government, what I want to say, is going to end up taking all their money away as an Einish. Ace says the Gemara, Amar of Nachman, Amar Lihuna, very important statement now, Rav Nachman says, B'shem Rav Huna, Loi Nitzuch Ela Filo Ribis Do Aveke Chavim. The image which we said, if you lend out your money by Ribis, it's all going to be lost and it's going to be taken away. Even if you're making money off Goyim, the same halacha applies. Talking about, we just said in our Mishnah, you're allowed to borrow and borrow and lend money to a guy. So why, if you do this, would you lose all your money? Ace for Rav Nachman. And he asked him from the Pasuk itself. Okay, so let's read the Pasuk. Pasuk says, and the Pasuk he says, the Pasuk we've been quoting many times, La Nochri Sashich, to a Nochri, you can be Sashich, which we know Sashich is Neshech, a Lashon of Ribbis. V'lachi Chaloi Sashich, but to a Yid, you're not allowed to, the Mani Brecha, Shem Alkecha, Mishach, Hidecha, Al-Oretz, Hashatah, Basham, Al-Rishta. Now, what does it mean, La Nochri Sashich? It sounds like you could do Ribbis with a guy. Says the Gemara, says Rav Lav Nachman doesn't bother with the Mishnah. What do you have to bother with the Mishnah for? It's a pasuk. La Nachri Sashich. So my Sashich Lav Toshuch. Now, what does Sashich mean? Does Sashich mean you're biting the goy? So you're charging him ribbis? Or does Sashich mean the goy is biting you, but you're facilitating it by paying him ribbis? So who's the life and who's the malvin? The word Sashich. So Gemara assumes my Tashich Lav Toshuch, that you're allowed to bite the goy. So you're allowed to charge the goy ribbis. And if you're allowed to charge the goy ribbis, then why are you telling me that you're going to get punished and lose all your money? So Maloy, Tashich. Tashich means that you're not allowed to cause yourself to pay money to the goy. The goy is biting you. Tashich means you're facilitating the goy charging you ribbis. That you could do. But Erech, I mean, to charge the goy ribbis and you to make money, maybe is usher. So what? The pasuk says la nachri sashich. The mitzvah say. What does the mitzvah say? So if it means that you're supposed to charge ribbis to a goy, that you're allowed to bite the goy, so then I understand the mitzvah say. We don't want goyim to make money. We don't want to do this or all things. You're not allowed to lend money stam to a goy like sichonim. So therefore, la nachri tashich, you should charge him ribbis. But if that's not what the pasuk means, if the pasuk means you're not allowed to charge him ribbis, but lanachri sashich means you're allowed to pay him ribbis, why would that be a mitzvah saseh? What would the mitzvah saseh be to borrow money from a guy and pay him ribbis? Why would the Torah care about that? To make a yid lose money, it doesn't make any sense. So no, lafuk yachich edolei enecharami. It doesn't really mean a mitzvah saseh. There is absolutely enecharami at this stage. The Gemara assumes to lend money to a guy and collect ribbis is usser. It's usser. Hold on, we'll worry about our mission in a second. It's usser. To borrow money and pay a goy ribbis, that you're allowed to do, but it's not a mitzvah saseh. What does the Torah mean then when the Torah says you should do it? Doesn't mean you should do it. It means you should deduce that by a goy you could, but by Yisrael you cannot. That's all it means. It says, achicha behedrik sebeh, or achicha lo yisashich. What do we need a mitzvah saseh for that for? It's the next word of the pasuk. That by Yisrael you cannot. Why do you have to tell me by goy you could, which you deduce that by Yisrael you cannot? The next word in the pasuk says by Yisrael you cannot. So malav lo baseh v'lo yisaseh enechanami. Torah is adding an lo yisaseh and a seh. The lo yisaseh is achicha lo yisashich. When the Torah says to anachi tashich, it's a lav abam ichlal aseh that by Yisrael you cannot, and therefore it's going to be an aseh and a lo yisaseh to on the loive. To give money to a malva when he's between Yisrael and Yisrael. So this is Mamash and Aseh and Alisa on the loiva. It says my Isfe. What about our Mishnah? Love and Mehenu, Malva and Assembly Ribbis, Vechem Beger Taisha. The Mishnah said clearly, both ways by a goy is mutter. You can borrow money from a goy and pay ribbis, and you can lend money to a goy and collect ribbis. Very clearly in the Mishnah. It's both ways is mutter. So the Gemara says you're right. The Gemara falls off that assumption. And the Gemara assumes on a deraisa level, 100%, you're allowed to do both ways. You're allowed to lend money ribbis to a guy, and you're allowed to borrow money from ribbis to a guy. No problem. But I'm Rav Chibre Devuna, la nitzucha el bekte chayov. However, Chazal didn't want you to do it. Why? So Rashi explains, Chazal didn't want you. Rashi says, hetirulai v'yasmi kanas medarabana dima asi lemisrach. We don't want you doing business with a guy. Not because we don't want you lending money, but ribbis, and getting used to that. That doesn't seem to be the issue. We'll see in a second. The issue is we don't want you doing business with goyim altogether. And therefore, if you are lending money to goyim all day, making ribbis on it, you're going to be hanging out with goyim. And as we saw through all the times through the Middle Ages, when this was the main profit center of Jewish people, was lending money to goyim, and it didn't end up such good things sometimes. They had no money off the derech, and they had all kinds of issues with the goyim. And therefore, the midrabanan, we don't want you. But kedechayev, if this is the business you are on, you need to make money from a goy, you could. But it's only midrabanan. Midraraisa, it's totally mutter. But kedechayev, even midrabanan is going to be mutter. There are heter. Ravina Amar, hachamid chamachim. Ravina says another heter. The whole issue here is we don't want you hanging out with the goyim, learning from them. If you're a Talmud Chacham, it's going to be mutter. Because time in my goes, Rabbanan Shem, Yilma mi ma'isav, you'll hang out by the goyim, learn from them. V'chim and Talmud Chacham, lo yilma mi ma'isav. If you're a Talmud Chacham, not. So you have to first get smicha. After you get smicha, then you can go into the money lending business that are goyim. Okay? So again, it depends how much of your business, the Mefarshim explain, we'll see it more in the Gemara tomorrow, how much of your business is with goyim. Right? If your only business is lending money to a guy, then you're not going to be in trouble. If you have other business, this is a side business, that's when Chazal Mat, because we see through the eight Jewish, you know, through the Middle Ages, that was the primary business of Yidden, was lending money with ribbis, because the goyim didn't do ribbis one to the other. But the goyim of Masup, the Catholics, were very super machmir on Dine ribbis, and they came to us to keep the business going. So I guess that was considered Kedei Chayev. We'll see him at Hashem more tomorrow.